You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, every month we catch up with Visionary and a Visionary member to find out about the great work that's being done across the sight loss sector. And joining myself and Amy from Visionary today is Craig Spalding, who is CEO of Sight Scotland. Thank you very much for joining me. So, Amy, first of all, just to give us a reminder of who Visionary are and what the aims of the organisation are.
Yeah, thanks, Ellie. It's good to be back. We're a membership organisation for local sight loss charities. We've currently got 118 members, and our members are local independent sight loss charities that are looking after a particular area or region or geographical location. We're also supported by over 20 national partners as well. And the national partners are, again, sight loss charities, but that have a UK-wide remit. And we work very closely with all our members and partners, and both work collaboratively outside of the Visionary as well and through the introductions that we make.
Great stuff. And one such member is Sight Scotland. Craig, thank you for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about Sight Scotland. What kind of things do you offer? What are you focusing on at the minute?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for that. And it's a pleasure to be here. So Sight Scotland, and we have a sister charity, so to speak, Sight Scotland Veterans there, have an ambition to reach as many people in Scotland as possible who have or are impacted by sight loss. At the moment, the kind of services that we have is that we run the Royal Blind School in Edinburgh, but we also provide outreach education services into a number of schools throughout Scotland as well to support children in mainstream schooling who might be impacted by sight loss. We also then run some adult care services as well for young adults, particularly in those transition years outside of school into young adulthood there too. So those that require extra care, we do have some services that we provide there too. We run the Scottish Braille Press as well, where we specialise in accessible formats, whether that be large print or audio or Braille. We run a community support line as well that focuses primarily also on supporting the families of those people who are impacted by sight loss. So quite often these are people whose, you know, parents might have a progressive disease, for example, and they're calling up saying, we don't know where to go for help, and we can point them in the direction or provide direct services ourselves. And then on the veteran side of things, we have a number of activity centres where we can provide support and meaningful activities for our veterans community who are impacted by sight loss. And we also run a number of outreach and rehabilitation services for people who are veterans too. And tying all of this together amongst the charitable aims of both of those, we do undertake or partner with a number of organisations providing some medical research, and we're looking to expand that over the next few years as well, to say how can we use the resources we have to help support medical research into eye conditions. And in amongst all of that, we also do a fair bit of campaigning and policy work too, which we think there is an ongoing and increasing need in Scotland to be providing that, and we're happy to be a part of that mix. So overall, we have a broad range and a broad reach across Scotland, and always looking to reach more people with sight loss.
Loads of great work being done there, Craig. Thank you for that breakdown. Since becoming the CEO of Sight Scotland, how important has the access to the Visionary community and the Visionary family been for you in terms of being able to speak to other CEOs of charities, sight loss charities in particular? How important has that been for you personally, and also for the development of Sight Scotland with the time that you've been there?
Yeah, look, it's been absolutely vital to me. So I've been in post now for a couple of months, and I don't have a background in the third sector, let alone in the VI sector at all. So I was coming in not having much of an idea about how the sector worked or the richness of other organisations that are there. And so one of the first things that I was able to do was tap into Visionary, and I was given numerous introductions to other organisations there, which provided me absolutely invaluable context to what the VI sector is doing or could be doing or could be doing differently as well. But it's also provided me access to people who I can, you know, it's almost that phone a friend, isn't it? And it's been really helpful, and there's been a number of ongoing connections that I've made already in that space. And clearly that wouldn't happen without an organisation like Visionary being in place.
And I think if I could just add to that, Ellie, I think what's, excuse me, has been really powerful over the pandemic with the online developments is that that's now available within all teams across organisations within Visionary. So it's not just CEOs and leaders. Every team has contact with peers. We have various support forums. And like Craig says, that phone a friend, we have various communication ways that people can talk constantly and ask for advice, maybe just a listening ear or to share challenges that they're facing. So it is right through organisations and the teams that are delivering services to blind and partially sighted people.
And you mentioned there, Amy, that, you know, through the pandemic, a lot of people are working from home as well during the pandemic, including the staff members at Visionary. I know that you've had a new member added to the team who's actually been able to go to Sight Scotland and see the work that Craig and the team are doing, and that's had a real impact on them. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we've had a new member of the team. Raquel joined us back in April. Raquel is also new to the sight loss sector, so hadn't worked in the charity sector or within the vision impairment community before. So what Craig and his team were able to do was host her for the day. So she was able to understand firsthand what services were delivered in the community, the different types of challenges or solutions that teams are offering to people when they meet them. And that can be, from Raquel's experience, it was emotional support, practical support, support with technology, mobility guidance. So it was really, you know, in a very short space of time, in one day, she got a very broad overview of what services are available. And other organisations have hosted Raquel as well and done home visits. So actually, she's, because of the Visionary Network, she's been able to get quite quickly a great understanding of the different types of services and what people are offering and what people are experiencing in their communities as well.
And Craig, what's it been like over the last few months? How have you found your first few months, and what are you most looking forward to over the next year or so?
Look, it's definitely been a very steep learning curve for me, but it's been an absolute joy working in this sector. I mean, for me, I guess I have the privilege of we have such a range of different activities and support that we're providing. So, you know, one day I might be at a veterans activity centre, you know, shooting archery with a blind veteran, and the next day I'm there at a pupil council at the school talking, you know, explaining to the kids what my native Australia is like, you know, for example. And I look at things like that and I go, how did I get so lucky to be in a job like this? But beyond that, you know, I guess that warm and fuzzy side there, I think there's a huge amount of work that we can be doing in this sector, both to unite, really pool our resources, I suppose, or work together in partnership in a lot of ways to benefit the community. One of the things that I've noticed, you know, not coming from this background, my background is, you know, I spent the last 12 and a half years working in blood transfusion services in a number of countries, and they tend to be a monopoly. For example, there's only one blood transfusion service in Scotland or one in Australia, for example, and you're on your own. What I find here is that there's real value in not having to be everything to everyone, because there are a number of organisations that provide services there as well. But the thing for me is about saying, how can we then work together to complement each other? So for me, what I'm looking forward to over the next year, for example, is we as an organisation are really trying to redefine our place in this sector. I'm really looking forward to opportunities where we can see us making a difference in the lives of people who are suffering from a visual impairment, whether that be directly providing direct services there, or whether we can actually influence change in both public perception or policy and accessibility of things there too. So for me, the challenge there and the opportunity there is to say, how can we, in our small way of Sight Scotland, add to that rich tapestry of progress in this community?
We're running out of time, unfortunately. This happens to us every time. But Craig, where can we find out more about Sight Scotland if people want to check out the work that you're doing? Where can we find you, maybe online?
Yep, so if you look at sightscotland.org.uk, you'll find our website on there as well, which gives great insight to what it is that we're doing. We're all over various social media platforms as well, so follow us. Always a lot of great work that's going on there too, and we look forward to reaching out and touching base with anyone who might be interested in working with us.
Great stuff, thank you. And Amy, where can we find out about Visionary and about the conference which is coming up? Where can we find out all about the work that you're doing?
So a website is the best place for all the conference information, which is visionary.org.uk, and then we are sharing updates around speakers and workshops on Twitter as well, which is @visionary_UK.
Amazing. Well, thank you both very much for joining us, and we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie.